The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah!
That note. What's up, everybody? It's time to grind. It is time to grind. Hopefully you have that cup of coffee. Man, I'm so pumped up. I'm fired up and I'm excited. You know what? Shake it off. Shake it off. Whatever happened this morning, that you didn't like, that didn't really jive with your morning, shake it off. Whatever happened last night that didn't quite rub you the right way, and you went to bed with that thing on your mind, and you woke up with that thing on your mind, shake it off. Just shake it off. Just take a moment to think about all that's ahead of you and what's behind you, man. So shake it off, man. Shake it off. It's a new day. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity. And I'm going to tell you this morning that it's just not worth it. Welcome to The Grind this morning, ladies and gentlemen. The realest show ever. Unscripted conversation. I promise you I'm going to say something on this show that's going to absolutely piss somebody off, but that's okay. I'm also going to say some stuff on this show that's going to help some people out. And, you know, that's what we want to do, man. We want to be able to help people on this show and, you know, help people bridge some gaps and you know, help people feel better about themselves. And, you know, it's all about the value that you're adding in life. You know, I say all the time, I'm telling people that it's not about, you know, you chasing success. You're trying to run after success. I want to be successful. I'm trying to figure out how to be successful, man. I'm running after it. I'm so tired. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to be successful. Then ask yourself, what value are you adding where you are? Wherever you are in life, what value are you adding? If you're adding value, then you're going to be successful. You have no choice. That principle is one of the leading and guiding principles of success. Add value. All right. Add value. So, you know, this show was put together, man, to help people, you know, in their everyday grind, you know, things that they go through, you know, that they think they're going through all by themselves. But the reality is, man, you're not going through this by yourself. This is life. Everybody's on this planet. Everybody has problems. You know, everybody is going through with different issues. Life is nothing but a cornucopia of decisions that we make every single day, no matter how big or how small those decisions, we make them every day. And some of them are great decisions. Some of them are good decisions. Some of them are bad decisions. Some of them are downright jacked up decisions. But guess what? We have to live with the consequences from our decisions. That's how we grow. You know, that's how we move from level to level in life. And things are going to happen. You know, things are going to happen. We had a saying in high school, you know, our saying, you know, for our, you know, and I think it's the Florida mentality, you know, is, you know, S-H-I-T happens, you know, S-H-I-T happens. That was our saying, you know. So, you know, we were very laid back, you know. Florida's got that, you know, that vibe about it. You know, who can be mad? Who can stay mad in the sunshine and palm trees? You know, environment is everything, y'all. Environment is everything, you know. So, again, guys, welcome to The Grind. I challenge each and every one of you. You want to dial into The Grind line, you know, and actually text me and leave me a message that, you know, you want me, something you want me to say on the show. If you have a comment on the show today, you know, you can do that. Go ahead and dial or text 678-744-6188. All right. If you have a topic that you want to talk about, or that you want us to talk about, or you think you want to be on The Grind, all right, you can email me at thegrind04@gmail.com. All right. And we'll do our best to either talk about what it is that you want to talk about, or, you know, we'll go ahead and see if we can get you on the show if you just got some pressing things that you want to say. All right. So guys, everything we do here is tasteful. You know, it's not ratchet, it's not ghetto, it's not, you know, country, or it's you know, it's professional, it's good, you know, but it's unscripted too. So the thing about scripts that I don't like is you got to follow a program, you got to follow something set in place. I'm not good with just being programmed. I'm not good with following specific scripts. I go off script every time, so y'all should know that about me. That's just who I am. I'm led. So when you're led, you open yourself up to be led by the one that created you. So just make sure you're being led by the one that created you. So guys, you know, let's jump into this, you know, this morning, because I'm excited, because I know, you know, you guys heard the topic, you saw the topic, programmed for the program. And, you know, I want to start off, you know, I want to play another song, but, you know, I want to jump into this. I'll play y'all another song here in a minute. But I want to jump into this because, you know, I'm excited. This is a topic that's going to have some people, you know, up at odds a little bit this morning, because I'm going to talk about something that, you know, just kind of set this up a little bit. All right. Just trying to set it up a little bit, because I believe this is a great, great topic. And this discussion is going to be epic this morning. Let me open up my the lines here. And while I'm opening up this, you know, I want to go ahead and let me share something with y'all, because I told Pam I was going to call her out this morning. All right. So early this morning, before the sun came up, you know, Pam said that there was a lizard in my son Christian's bathroom. Now, history has shown me that when there's a lizard in the house, it's a little lizard that's very, very little. All right, it can barely crawl. But I'm the dedicated or devoted lizard killer. Now, for those of you that know my son, all right, my son is 6'5", okay, and he's afraid of lizards. So now, me being the father, I'm always in father mode. That's just who I am. So I'm like, oh, absolutely, I'm not going to kill that lizard. Not gonna happen. You know, that boy need to kill that lizard for himself. It's a rite of passage. You know, every man got to kill some insect or something. You know, I made my son pick up a worm just the other day, conquer the fear. You know, he said, Dad, I'm ready to take on the world now, because he picked up a worm. So, you know, it would be not right for me if I didn't allow my son to kill that lizard. Or for some of y'all, you know, lizard lovers out there, he's going to trap it. He's just going to trap it and he's going to put it outside, but he really going to kill it. He's going to trap it and he's going to put it outside. But anyway, you know, y'all let me know what y'all think about that. You know, text into the grind line 678-744-6188. You know, tell me if you think I should kill the lizard, or if my 6'5" son should kill the lizard. Because Pam was pretty adamant. Pam was like, go do it for me. Do it for me. I said, I think you're trying to Jedi mind trick me. So, you know, y'all let me know what y'all think about that. But, you know, let's jump right into where we are while I open this up here. All right. So one of the things I want to bring out this morning, you know, And I was going to bring somebody on the show that is pretty versed at addictions and things of that nature, you know, but I just wanted to get the definition of what an addiction really is, because I want to cover that first before we get into, you know, anything else, because I think that's serious, you know. So let me give you guys the technical term for what an addiction is. I know this show isn't about addictions, but this plays into it. All right. So the fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity. So, you know, he committed the theft, you know, he committed the theft to finance his drug addiction. Yeah, okay. You know, I get that. So it's a dependency, you know, dependence, a habit, or, you know, problem, you know, all those are synonyms, you know, for addiction. So we know that there are many types of addiction, right? Drugs, food, alcohol, sex, shopping. People even have addictions to running and exercise, things of that nature. So when people, you know, let's just talk about drugs. When people use drugs, they can't stop taking a drug, even if they want to, right? We've heard that before. It's called an addiction. The urge is way too strong to control, right? If you know, if you know the drug is causing you harm, you still do it because you can't control it, right? So when people start taking drugs, they don't plan to get addicted. They like how the drugs make them feel. They believe they can control how much and how often they take the drug. And however, the drug changes the brain. It changes the brain. Those who use drugs start to need the drug just to feel normal, right? This is what an addiction is. So we know that addictions can quickly take over a person's life because, you know, it can become more important to that person than eating or sleeping. You know, we all seen what drugs do to people. As you know, we're growing up, we saw the crackhead on the corner or you know, back in my day, meth wasn't a thing, but, you know, you saw the cokehead or the crack, you know, you called them crackheads, or, you know, but it's all an addiction. I don't want to make fun of it, but it's an addiction, and I get it, okay? But, you know, the addiction replaces all the things that the person used to enjoy. Like a person who is addicted might do almost anything, lie to steal or hurt people to keep taking, you know, the drug, because they're addicted to it, right? And of course, we know that this could lead to, you know, that person going to jail and things of that nature. So, but here's the piece that really that stood out to me. Addiction is a brain disease. Now, they call it a disease. The addiction is a brain disease, all right? So, you know, drugs change how the brain works, all right? So there's something being reprogrammed here, right? So drugs, but it's a chemical substance. So drugs change how the brain works. These brain changes can last for a long time, right? You know, for as long as you keep giving into the addiction, you know, your brain is telling you to do something and you just, your body can't stop. Remember, we say time and time again that the mind controls the body. The body does not control the mind, right? So, what happens is these cause the drugs cause problems, mood strains, swings, memory loss, you know, even trouble thinking and making decisions. So for all of you out there taking drugs, they alter your mood, right? And they can you know, hinder you from thinking and making decisions. All right. So it says addiction is a disease, just as diabetes and cancers are diseases. Addiction is not simply a weakness. People from all backgrounds, rich or poor, can get an addiction. Addiction can happen at any age, but it usually starts when a person is young. It usually starts when a person is young. So think about our, you know, like I have, we all have some addictions. We all do, right? Because we know that there are good addictions and they're bad addictions, right? So, I mean, my addiction, when I get up in the morning, Pam will tell you, man, the first thing that I want to do is I'm going to go to that bathroom and I'm going to wash my face and I'm going to brush my teeth and I'm coming to get my coffee. Now, depending upon how quick I want to wake up, I'm just going to go get my coffee. I brush my teeth after. All right. So that's my addiction. I got to get my coffee in the morning. And I know some of you can identify with that because for some of you, it's tea. Right. Some of you love tea. You got to have it. And in a lot of cases, you know, it's not even that it tastes good. See, for me, you know, it makes me feel a certain way in the morning. It wakes me up. It does something to me. All right. But and you know, and the coffee that I drink is not even the caffeine because it doesn't have that much caffeine in it at all. It's the herbs, you know, that's in it, you know, the chaga. So when I'm getting that lift from my coffee in the morning, I still love the taste. So I'm going to put something in it, right? I still need it to have, you know, that nice, you know, pleasant taste to it. But there are some of you that have an addiction to coffee and you drink it black. And you say, you know, I don't care. I just got to have the caffeine. And some of you, you know, genuinely like the black coffee. You like the way it tastes. You know, I learned a long time ago is, you know, people are who they are. You know, and that's just reality. You know, I can't, you know, either make reparations for people for who they are or judge who a person is. That's just who they are. And until, you know, maybe they like who they are. I don't know, you know, but I know that there are a lot of people that are fooling themselves and say they like who they are. I mean, that's just a ploy, you know, just to make you think they like who they are. They really hate who they are. And but they don't want you to know it because they don't have the propensity to change. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. But anyway, I like the black, you know, I like my coffee. Now, I don't like it black, but, I like my coffee with a little something in it to give it some taste. But it's an addiction that I have. Some of you wake up in the morning and you got to run. You get up in the morning and you got, I need to go for, you know, a 1, 2, 3, 4 mile run every morning. And I know that's a fact because I see people running all the time when we're out in the mornings. I see people running where I'm from over here. They run all the time. I see people running, and you know, I used to think that people ran to lose weight. You know, and I realized a long time ago that people don't really run to lose weight. People run to stay healthy. And that's even more prominent here because I see people that weigh, you know, 200 pounds, 150, 190, you know, 250 pounds. I see people that weigh 90 pounds running. And, you know, you look at them, you're like, okay, people are doing all sorts of different things, you know, for the reason of being healthy. And, you know, when you look at the 90-pound woman running, you're like, okay, you know, if you think that she's losing weight doing that, then, you know, you're wrong. She's trying to keep, or he's trying to have a healthy heart. So, you know, and you look at the bigger person running, you know, you're saying they're trying to run and lose weight, you know, and it may be twofold. Maybe they're trying to spark their metabolism, but they also want a healthy heart as well. But it's an addiction nonetheless. So we all have these addictions, and the world's told us that, you know, we can't help ourselves. It's a chemical imbalance, they say, the experts say, right? So the programming is strong, right? The programming is so strong that we listen to whatever they tell us it is. Whatever it is, we look it up, we Google it, we say, hey, this is that, boom, boom, boom. They said it, it's etched in stone. Boom, it's a wrap. Stick a pin in it, it's done. It's a wrap. And we take it for face value. But, you know, and I want to tread lightly because I don't want to be insensitive, because I know that there are a lot of people, you know, people could be listening, and people that are going to hear this show, you know, they could be dealing with some real life addictions. All right. And, you know, we pray for you. We want you to break that addiction. But we definitely don't want to see you perpetuate that addiction. And, you know, we definitely don't want to see, you know, you allow the programming to keep you in that addiction, because there are some people that can tell you all about their addiction and how they got addicted and why they're addicted to it or to whatever they're doing. If it's something bad that's harming them, they can tell you all the ins and outs of the addiction, why they do it, but they can't tell you how they're supposed to stop doing it. Have you ever seen a person that has a disease? All right. And we can name a lot of diseases. I mean, it doesn't matter. Diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, whatever you want, whatever it is, you name the disease, and people will tell you, you know, all about, you know, I've been to the doctor. Let's just take diabetes or high blood pressure. I've been to the doctor, and the doctor says I can't have this, 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 and this. Okay. So we know what we can't have, and we're emphatic about that. We'll pick up everything that we you know, are putting in our body that's supposed to be good for us, and we'll read the back of it to make sure it doesn't have any of the stuff in it that the doctor said we couldn't have. And it's all natural. But we're reading emphatically. But we'll leave wherever we are from reading the back of the natural product, and we'll go right through the McDonald's drive-through line and not read a thing, not ask one question, not say a word, but we'll get those cheeseburgers and we'll get those quarter pounders and those fries and that Diet Coke, and we will drive out of that line happy. Food is an addiction too, right? So, but why is that? Why is it that a person knows everything about where they are but don't really know a lot about how they get past where they are? And they kind of like, they're programmed to say, this is what I have and this is what I can't do. And so it becomes all of a sudden becomes that thing that they nurture. It's like, I have this or I have that. And it seems like it's okay, I got it. I've embraced it. This is just what I'm going to have to deal with. What if, I don't want to say the what if yet, because I want to say, I had to fight the other day. You know, for those of you that know me, you know that, you know, my mantra is, you know, if you get it through your car window, it's probably no good for you. Okay. And some of you say, well, what about when we're going to the pharmacist and the drive-through at Walgreens? That's no good for you either. All the medications and all the, somebody called it the doctor's assembly line. I got to get off the assembly line of doctors that I'm on and get off all these medications. But, you know, that's a whole other story there as well. But nonetheless, I had to fight the other day because I was hungry. I was hungry. I had been to the gym and I had a protein shake after the gym. And I had eaten, you know, I had eaten breakfast that morning, had me a few eggs. I took my Tachui. I took my, I took my other supplements, my Stem Sense and all of that. And, you know, I was good. My workout was great. But when you eat breakfast, it gets your stomach ready for lunch. So I was, I was ready to eat something. And I was, for some reason, I worked out hard. So I was abnormally hungry. I'd never been this hungry before. So I looked over and what's the first thing I saw? McDonald's. And when you drive through that McDonald's drive-through line, you see the signs, the burgers look so juicy. The fries look so hot and tasty. The Coke looks so refreshing. They appeal to your visual sense. So you're like, wow, that would be awesome. And you start rationalizing in your mind that, I'm just going to get this one time. It'll be okay. I'm just going to get this one time. Now, this is the realest show ever, guys. Transparency creates currency, and transparency definitely helps other people. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I had to fight my vehicle from going through that drive-through line. I really did. And it wasn't my vehicle that I was fighting. I was trying to fight my mind. My mind was telling me to get it. It's going to be quick. And you're going to be able to, get this hunger pain taken care of, and you're good to go. And I said, no, I'm not going through that line. That's the devil. That's unhealthy for me. That stuff is going to kill me. I put it in my body. It's got too many man-made things in it. It's going to be a ton of time before I process, that red meat. The bread is not good for my abs. I'm never going to see my, I started to tell myself this stuff. Then I started to think, I said, what if I started this helpline? Every time you had this thought in your mind that you were going to do something bad for yourself, you could call this helpline. All right. Call this helpline. And there's a recording that's going to tell you, whatever the thing that you're dealing with, I don't care what the addiction is, if it's food, if it's sex, if it's drugs, if whatever it is, what if this helpline was just going to say, boom, if you're right now, if you're dealing with struggling with doing something, in the realm of food addiction or sex addiction or drug addiction, then, punch 1, 2, or 3, whatever number correlates. And you punch it. And then you get this person on the line that just goes, are you crazy? You know that's not good for you. You know if you do that, what's going to happen? And blah, blah, blah. And it just goes off on you. What if that was in place? Would you call it? Probably not. Because you know it's going to hold you accountable. Because at that moment, there's nobody in that vehicle but you. Nobody's going to see you. Nobody knows what you do. I'm gonna tell you, I had to fight. I circled the McDonald's restaurant like a buzzard. And I said, I just can't do it. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Go get something healthier. I said, healthier. Go get something healthier. And I said, yeah. So I fought with myself. And I left and I left that restaurant. I stopped circling like a buzzard. So the programming that when I say they is the world is what we see, what's average, but the programming is strong. But what if we just woke up one day and said with conviction, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? What if we just said that? Not just said it. What if we actually meant it? And whatever the addiction that we're struggling with, We wholeheartedly 100% bought into what we just said. What if we just said, I'm more than a conqueror? I'm healed. What if we just said that and just kept saying it over and over and over again? What would happen? I believe we would start rewiring our thinking. We would start rewiring our brain. Because the world has programmed us for the program. The programming keeps us in a state of dependency, right? And that state of dependency keeps us dependent. So we just keep on in this cycle that we're on. And I've heard people say, well, this is how I've always been. I've always done this. And I said, now I get it. Now I see why you are where you are. Now I see why you have never cracked level one. I get it. You got a weak mind. Your mind is anorexic. You need to exercise that thing. You need to wake up in the morning, say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pop up out of bed and say, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am healed. Choose your words, whatever you need to say to get your mind off of anorexic, then do it, right? Break the programming. Rewire your mind because that dependency is keeping us dependent. See, the programming tells us how to act in order to be the best average that we can be. Everybody wants to be above average, but nobody wants to do what it takes to be above average. So we keep the world programming that keeps us average. And then we walk around and say, you know, I did this and I did that. And it's the same thing that's been done 4 million times. So you're being the best average that you can be. Some of us, some people are cool with being average. Some people have made reparations for average. This is why I'm not going to do that. This is why I'm not. And this is why I'm doing this. And this is why I'm doing that. You know, when I do that, I kind of get, you know, this will happen or that'll happen. And blah, 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 blah. You're the best average that you can be. You're in the crowd of men or women wearing a red sweater. You look like everybody else. You're not doing anything different. You're not creating anything. You're just the best average. What does the best average look like? Is your sweater redder than anybody else's? What is the best average? But did you iron your sweater today? Did you put your sweater in dry cleaning and nobody else did? Your sweaters don't have any lint balls on it? What is the best average? What is that? I mean, the excuses that people give you is amazing. People have put so many man hours and woman hours into creating their elaborate excuse network to point to where it's just insane. When you listen to some of the excuses that people give you, they've perfected how to tell you that they're comfortable being average. They're not even mad anymore that they're average. Just like, I'm average. I'm cool with it. I'm cool. My sweater's red. I take it to the dry cleaner. I make sure that it doesn't smell. I got the best red sweater out of the 4 billion other red sweaters in the world. I'm cool being average. The programming tells us how to act in order to be the best at average that we can be. What if you just decided to take back your life? Just take it all back. After it is your life, right? You're like, I think it's my life. I think it's my life. What if you just decided to take it back? What if you decided you didn't want to wear the red sweater anymore? What if you decided that you wanted to wear, you know, a black sweater or a gray sweater or a green sweater? And now when you stepped into the average pool, everybody's going to notice that you have on a green sweater and they're going to be like, hey, man, this is red sweater zone. Why are you wearing a green sweater? Because I don't want to be average any longer. Oh, if you don't want to be average, then you're going to have to get out of here. No more average. No more average. You're gonna have you can't be in here. You got on a green sweater. This is the red sweater zone. So now what does that mean? That means now you're no longer in the red sweater average zone. So now you're going to have to figure out, how to survive on your own. How to create for yourself. Now your mindset is no longer on anorexic because it just woke up. Oh, whoa, this is something different. See, because now when you're programmable, any and everybody knows exactly what they want to program you for. See, because what I've always heard is that when you know who you are, you know who you are. And at that point, no one can rewrite your programming, right? You know who you are. You know who you are. So now we're walking in purpose, right? When you're not following your purpose, you know, then that means you have not discovered who you are. And that means you're vulnerable for anyone telling you who you are and putting their programming on you. No, who wants to be programmed? Nobody wants to be programmed for the program unless it's your program. Is it your purpose or not? Yeah, we know you got to get up. You got to go to the job. We know you got to do certain things to survive. But how are you rewriting your programming so you don't have to do the things that you don't want to do continually for the rest of your life? What are you going to do different to have something different, right? So now you're in that stage in life to where you're like, I'm doing things different and it's not comfortable. I just told them that I didn't want to be programmed. I think they see me. I think they can tell that I don't want to be programmed anymore. I think they're going to kick me out of the group. There's always a higher group. There's always a group, you know, that's rewriting their programming, a group that's moving, you know, to the next level. Don't be programmed for the program unless it's your program. See, a lot of us, we get dependent on other people doing things for us and being there for us, taking care of us. And then as soon as that doesn't happen anymore, we're lost. We're like, what the heck just happened? I don't know what to do next. Because you were programmed for the wrong program. You're not following your purpose. You're not. What's your vehicle? What's your vehicle? Write down your dream, your vision. Make a plan, find a vehicle, get in, and drive. I ain't say get in and just sit there and wait. Get in it and drive. Write down your dream, your vision, make a plan, find a vehicle that helps you accomplish that plan, those goals to get to your dreams and vision. Get in, execute, take action, drive. Don't be programmed for the wrong program. Program for yourself for your program. Buy into a vision. Partner into something that is going to grow you. The anorexic mindset is there for the weak. So is it going to require something of me, though? Is it going to require that I do, you know, something out of the ordinary, something above average? Absolutely. If you no longer want to be average, then you're going to have to break the mold, right? You're going to have to break that spirit of average if you don't want to be average anymore. So those visions that you have, that you said, I've always did this and always did that. I see so many people that are addicted to certain things and they know that it's harming them. But it's going to require too much of them to actually break that addiction. Let's not even talk about drugs. Let's not talk about alcohol, because all those are very vital people addiction, and they hurt people every day. They're killing people every day. You know, nicotine is killing people every day. These are things, and it's not like there's not label warnings. There are warnings right on it. And the warning may as well just say, this will kill you. Pretty much does. But what do we say? We make reparations. We make excuses for it. Well, I know. You're going to tell me like everybody else, you know, that I shouldn't smoke. I know it's killing me. I know. We're all going to die of something. Man, that's got to be one of the most selfish statements in the world. If you are a mother, a father, and you have children, you have loved ones that enjoy your time, people that you know are counting on you, and you're doing harmful things to your body, that's one of the most selfish things that you can do, because you don't have propensity to change. It's going to require something of you. Everything requires something of you. It requires something of you to get up and go get the cigarettes. It requires something of you to continually drink every single day. You got to go get it. You got to buy it. It requires something of you. We're willing to make the step toward getting the things and doing the things that are bad for us, but we're not willing to make the step toward getting it and doing the things to fix it. So all of these addictions, these bad addictions should be replaced good addictions. I'm not going to sit up here and try and act like I'm the foremost authority on addictions and how to get people off of this and get people off of that. But there are so many people that are on there. There may be people on this call right now that are so pissed off because they have an addiction and I'm stepping all over their toes, and they don't like that. People that are addicted and they don't feel they can help themselves, they don't like that. They don't like when you call them out. They get mad. And nobody's ever calling anybody out on anything that they're addicted to because it's for lack of love. I mean, if I go out of my way to tell you that, you know, you should stop doing this or stop doing that, it's not an opinion. It's a fact that it's killing you, right? So the programming is, it's okay to do the bad things that I do because this is what the dictionary says about it, and this is what Dr. such and such says about it. And you guys got to understand how all of this works. All right. And I'm gonna pull the cover off of the game, you know, like Toto did the Wizard of Oz, you know, in that show. I need to snatch the cover off because a lot of you, you know, people are trying to show you guys things that are going to help you be healthier in life, but you're not willing to even give it a shot. You're not even willing to start a program that's going to help you because you're so deep in the addiction that you're in. Doing nothing is an addiction too. Laziness is an addiction. And I think people are more addicted to laziness than anything else because I believe that's where everything starts. When you're lazy, oh, that's when the addictions start. So, but people will try to tell you different things to help you. Not saying that you got to, you know, blow with every wind, but in your heart of hearts, you know when somebody's trying to help you and you know when something can help you. But the programming says, rule that out. And it's funny because people need to make money off of you. They need to make money off you. The government doesn't sanction certain things because they're not making money off of it. It's not that it's bad for you. They're just not making money off of it. So now when you know that someone's trying to make money off of you for something and they don't care if it kills you or not, then that's a wake-up call, right? Pam, you know, said on the other day on the show that, you know, she went to the doctor And, you know, I'm not, this isn't a smash on doctors, but, you know, this is what it is. When, you know, she went to the doctor and the doctor was trying to get her to do all of these procedures, you know, because she was in a car accident, you know, and the doctor's trying to get her to do all these procedures, needles and do this and do that and, you know, identify all of this stuff and, you know, told her that she was going to have to come in for this procedure. Oh, and by the way, you know, a couple weeks ahead of time, you know, you can't take any, you know, don't take any, you know, no herbs or anything, no natural stuff. Who tells you not to take anything natural? You have to be able to identify certain things. And there's some of you going to say, well, they told you that not to take natural stuff because this, I don't care. You have to understand the nature of a thing. And the nature of a thing, if it's making money, if it's putting money in your pocket, then they don't care what they tell you. Just because a person is a doctor or, you know, a lawyer, they still have to make money too. Not everybody has a moral compass. It doesn't work that way. You have to do what's best for you. What are you programmed as? What programming do you have that's driving you down and not up? Figure the programming that you have that's driving you down and get the right programming for yourself so that you can go vertical and stop watching everybody else go vertical because you don't have what it takes, the intestinal fortitude to step in and change your life. So when somebody's telling you something that you know is not good for you, don't accept that programming. Block it. Put your spam killer in. Put your antivirus. No, I don't want that. We are living in a generation or in a time right now to where I've never seen so many unhealthy people in my life. I've never seen so many people addicted to things in my life. It's and the subliminal aspect of what's going on in the world, you know, it's amplified. Things look better visually. I mean, they got things in 3D, 4D. I mean, you have to understand that these things that people are trying to sell you are killing you. So you have to take control of where you are in your life and figure out, okay, what do I need to change for me to be a better me? Nobody can really tell you exactly what you need to change because you have to find out for yourself. That's like if you take a person that's addicted to cocaine off the street, you put them in a room against their will, all right, fighting and screaming, they come in, and they have an addiction that's so intense that they have to get it every day, 3 or 4 times a day. You put them in a room, and you watch them shake, you watch them sweat. And in some cases, they could die if it's not done the right way. But you put them in that room, and you watch them shake, you watch them sweat. And they kick that addiction, but it was against their will. They're mad. They're not happy that they're not addicted anymore. They're a little mad because you brought them in that room fighting and screaming against their will. It's called an intervention, you know, and some interventions are drastic and they force you to do it. So now that person is forced to do it because they didn't make up their mind to do it. Now when they go back out again and they're exposed to it, they're going to fall right back into that addiction. It's about what you make up your mind to do. If you know that you're programmed to a certain addiction, if you know that you're programmed to a certain thing that's not productive in your life, then this is your opportunity to say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of being overweight. I'm tired of being just unhealthy. I'm tired. Being unhealthy, guys, has nothing to do with a person's weight either. Let me specify that. There are some people that will look like they're just healthy as an ox, but they're not. They just have good genes, good genetics. So this is your time to say, I'm more than a conqueror. This is your time to say, I can do all things. This is your time to take back your life and start to change. Some of you say, it's too late for me. No, it's not too late for you. It's never too late to do a good thing, especially for you. See, this is, I talk about being selfish. You guys, there's a time when you got to be selfish, when you have to, you know, work on you first, because you can't. There are a lot of people. Have you ever seen a person that's trying to change the world, but they're all screwed up? And behind closed doors, they have the worst life that they're hiding from people. But when they clean up well and they come out, and they'll tell you not to do the very things that they're doing. See, the same person that you are in the dark when nobody is watching, the fight, the grind is to be the same person in public. So if you're a bad person, or I don't want to say a bad person, but if you're the person that has no willpower in private, it's going to be harder and harder for you to hide that in public. It's going to eventually come out. All things done in the dark come to the light eventually. So it's going to be harder and harder for that to happen. You're going to get noticed. You're going to get called out. It's going to be identified. So now, why not just be the person that grinds in the dark and shines in the light? Why not have the willpower? Why not have the fight to cut out the things that you know you're doing that aren't good, the addictions, you know, all of the things that you're doing that are holding you where you are, that are keeping you at average? Burn the red sweater. Burn the red sweater. If you know everybody's wearing the red sweater, burn it. Come in with the green sweater. Come in with the red sweater, the yellow sweater, the black sweater. Kill the spirit of average. Conquer it, and you're going to start to see, you know, your life, move to the next level. Some people celebrate everybody else's success more than they celebrate their own. And in a lot of cases, it's because they're not having any success. So it's easier to celebrate someone else's, and it's okay to celebrate other people's success. But what are you doing to conquer? What are you doing to get your success? What are you doing to add value where you are right now? What are you doing to add value to your life? Stop worrying about everything else around you. What's happening with your life? What are you changing? Have you started eating better? Have you started drinking the water you know you're supposed to drink every day? Have you started, you know, I went out and I got the nicotine patch. You know, I cut down on my drinking. You know, I don't smoke as much. I don't drink as much. I'm cutting down, because baby steps forward, still progress, right? But as long as you're in your process and you're making progress, then that's all you can ask. And you keep moving forward. Eventually you're going to look up and you're going to see that you're way further ahead of where you are. So many times I see people that they will say, you know what? I should have started that last year, man. I feel like that I'm just so far behind. And every time you see them, they're saying, you know what? I'm going to get this thing done now. I'm good. All right, let's go. I'm like, but We're already going. We've been going. We've been moving. We've been grinding. But you keep stopping. You keep allowing the programming to keep you back where you are. When you need to start writing some new code and reprogramming yourself for the progress to move forward. See, some people think that baby steps aren't steps. Baby steps are steps. But you need to keep taking a lot of baby steps. No more excuses, guys. No more excuses. Just wake up, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I am more than a conqueror. I am healed. And move yourself to the next level, ladies and gentlemen. Move yourself to the next level. And I promise you that God sees the best in you. He sees the best in you. You just got to see the best in yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Grind. Thank you so much for chiming in this morning. I hope something that's been said has helped somebody this morning and has really taken you to the next level and allowed you to bridge some gaps this morning. And if you're bridging those gaps, then somebody else sees you bridging those gaps. And when they see you bridging those gaps, they get inspired. And as they're getting inspired, they start to realize that, you know what? I can do it too. See you on Tuesday, guys.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Ooh, Lord, yeah, he's mine.
time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine, and I
keep. Ooh. He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter.